Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es wachim, Perig Yudalit Mishnah Ches. Barli Yishalayim, when they came to Yishalayim, Nesru HaBamais, Bamais would become Aser. V'lehayalem Oid Heter. There would no longer be any Heter. In other words, at this point, once the Beis HaMikdash was built, that's what it means when they came to Yishalayim, Bamais are history. There will never be a Heter to be able to be Makriv, private Karbonis and Bamais. V'yayisen Nachla, that's what the Pasuk means when the Pasuk says Nachla, once you come to Nachla, that's the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, Ki loivasem ad ote elam nuche vela Nachla, that's the only reason Bamais are mutter. But once we have Nachla, once we have the Beis HaMikdash, no more Bamais. When was the Beis HaMikdash built? It was completed during the 10th year of the reign of Shlomo HaMelech. It started to be built during the 4th year that Shlomo HaMelech was king. Katshei Kadashim Nachon Lefnim and Haklayim. Katshei Kadashim could only be eaten within the walls that surrounded the Azara. We're still calling it Klayim, which literally means curtains because of the Mishkan, but around the Beis HaMikdash there were walls. Those were the walls around the Azara. Kadashim Kalim, Umaiser Sheni, Kadashim Kalim, Karbonis, as well as Maiser Sheni, Lefnim and Achaima, could only now be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. So again, once they came to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash was built, Bamais would become Aser indefinitely. This is the Kavan of the Pasuk Nachla. Nachla means a permanent inheritance. That's the Beis HaMikdash. Once we have the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says, Ki lo yita shashem ami v'nachlosei lo yazav. Even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there's going to be a Geula. There's no other Kiddush. It was never transferred anywhere else. Katshei Kadashim have to be eaten. Lefim and Akloim, that means within the walls of the Azar, even though technically Kloim literally is curtains. Karbanis of Kadashim Kalim, as well as Maaser Sheni, within the walls of Yerushalayim.